الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم 52 excerpts from Call to Righteousness Virtue of sending salat upon the beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم The final Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said There are some roaming angels of Allah Almighty who when they pass by gatherings of remembrance of Allah say to one another, Sit down. When those engaged in remembrance of Allah supplicate, the angels say, Ameen, meaning, may it be so. When they send salat upon the Prophet, the angels also join them until they disperse. At this point, The angels say to one another, Glad tidings to these fortunate ones, for they are returning with forgiveness. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number one, virtue of learning and teaching Islamic knowledge. Allah Almighty once sent revelation to Prophet Musa, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, learn good things yourself, and also teach them to others. I will brighten the graves of those learning and teaching good things so that they will not have any type of fear. Number two, virtue of commanding good and forbidding evil. Prophet Musa, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, once asked Allah Almighty, O Allah Almighty, what is the reward for the one who commands his brother to do good and prevents him from evil. Allah Almighty replied, I write the reward of 1 year's worship for each word of his, and I am too merciful to subject him to the torment of hell. Number three. Three statements of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam regarding the virtues of filling the masajid. Number one. Without doubt, The true servants of Allah Almighty are those who fill the houses of Allah Almighty. Number two, the one who loves the masjid, Allah Almighty makes him his beloved. Number three, when a servant makes the masjid his abode for remembrance of Allah Almighty or prayer, Allah Almighty looks towards him with mercy, just as the family members of the one who had gone missing become happy when he returns. Number four, loving five and forgetting five. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam stated, A time will soon come upon my ummah when they will love five and forget five. Number one, they will love the world and will forget the hereafter. Number two, they will love wealth and will forget accountability. Number three, They will love creation and will forget the Creator. Number four, they will love sins and will forget repentance. Number five, they will love palaces and will forget the graveyard. Number five, the misfortune of ostentation. The final Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Allah Almighty does not accept the deed which contains ostentation that is equal to even a mustard seed. Number six, rectify the inner. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, Whosoever rectifies his inner, Allah Almighty will rectify his outer. Number seven, avoid disliked actions. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Those actions which you dislike doing in front of people, do not carry them out in private either. Number eight, do not argue. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, The one who does not quarrel despite being in the right, I guarantee him a home at the edge of paradise. Number nine, who is the best? It was once asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who is the best person amongst the people? He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "The best amongst people is the one who recites the Holy Quran in abundance, is more pious, calls people towards righteousness, and prevents them from evil the most, and treats his relatives with kindness the most." Number 10. Virtue of reciting the Holy Quran. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, "On the Day of Judgment, when the reciter of the Quran comes, the Quran will say, 'O Lord, bestow heavenly clothing upon him, so he will be made to wear the clothing of honor, i.e. heavenly and honorable clothing.' The Quran will say again, 'O Lord, increase it, so he will be made to wear the crown of honor.' The Quran will say once again, 'O Lord, be pleased with him, so Allah Almighty will become pleased with him.' It will then be said to the reciter of the Quran, 'Continue to recite the Quran and ascend the ranks of paradise, and he will be granted a blessing for every verse." Number 11. Litany for blessings in sustenance. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "The one who likes that his age and sustenance be increased should behave towards his parents kindly and treat his relatives gracefully." Number 12. Blessings of positive thinking. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, "حُسْنُ الظَّنِّ مِنْ حُسْنِ الْعِبَادَةِ." Good opinion is from the best acts of worship. Commenting on the different meanings of the above hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi states, that is, having a positive opinion about Muslims and not having an ill opinion about them is one of the excellent acts of worship. Number 13. How to attain a palace in paradise. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "The one who wishes that a palace be built for him in paradise and his ranks be raised, he should forgive the one who oppresses him, bestow upon one who deprives him, and maintain relations with one who breaks off ties with him." Number 14. The harm of taking a false oath in business. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, "Goods get sold by a false oath, and blessings get removed by it." He has further stated, "Oath gets goods sold and removes blessings." Number 15. Crying during recitation of Holy Quran. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Weep when reciting the Quran. If you are unable to weep, at least make a crying face." Number 16. Status of the one who engages in remembrance of Allah Almighty during a journey. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, "The one who remains attentive towards Allah Almighty and remembers him during a journey, a safeguarding angel is appointed for him, and the one who indulges in indecent couplets and poetry or useless conversations, a Satan begins to pursue him." Number 17. Virtue of meeting others with a smile. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam mentioned, "Meeting your Islamic brother with a smiling face is a charity for you, and calling people towards righteousness and preventing them from evil is a charity." Number 18. Do not laugh out aloud. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, "Al-qahqahatu min ash-shaytani wat-tabassumu min Allah." Laughing is from Satan and smiling is from Allah Almighty. Number 19. Way to salvation. Sayyiduna Uqba bin Amir radiyallahu anhu once humbly asked, "O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, what is salvation? He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, number one, prevent your tongue, I use your tongue when beneficial, not harmful. Number two, your home should suffice you, i.e. do not go out of your home unnecessarily. And number three, cry over sins. Number 20, reward for hiding the faults of a Muslim. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whosoever conceals the faults of his Muslim brother, Allah Almighty will conceal his faults on the Day of Judgment. And the one who discloses the faults of his Muslim brother, Allah Almighty will disclose his faults, even causing him to be humiliated in his own home. Number 21, reward for removing the troubles of a Muslim. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, the one who removes the trouble of a Muslim, Allah Almighty will remove his trouble from amongst the troubles of the Day of Judgment. And the one who conceals the faults of a Muslim, Allah Almighty will conceal his faults on the Day of Judgment. Number 22, conceal faults, enter paradise. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared, he who conceals the fault of his brother after he has noticed it will be made to enter paradise. Number 23, virtue of crying out of fear of Allah Almighty. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, if tears well up in the eyes of a Muslim out of fear of Allah, even if they are equal to the head of a fly, and those tears then reach the apparent part of his face, Allah Almighty makes him forbidden for hell. Number 24, hadith of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Fear Allah Almighty wherever you are, and follow a sin with a good deed, because the virtuous deed will remove the sin, and treat people with good manners. Number 25, encouragement to marry the religious woman. A woman is married due to four things. Number 1, wealth. Number 2, lineage. Number 3, beauty. And number 4, religion. And you should give preference to a religious woman. Number 26, transmit reward to the souls of your deceased ones. The condition of the deceased in the grave is like a drowning man. He anxiously waits for the supplication of the father or the mother or the brother or any friend to reach him. When the supplication reaches him, it is better in his sight than the world and whatever it contains. Allah Almighty bestows upon those in the grave the reward gifted by their living associates like mountains. The gift of the living for the dead is to pray for their forgiveness. Number 27, blessing of marriage. When anyone of you marries, Satan says, alas, the son of Adam has protected 2/3 of his religion from me. Number 28, harm of not forbidding sins. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, by Allah Almighty, you must continue to convey the call to righteousness and to prevent from sins, and prevent the oppressor from cruelty, and to bring him towards the truth. Or else Allah Almighty will also mix your hearts, i.e. make your hearts act like those of the disobedient, and will also curse you as he cursed them. Number 29, virtue of reciting Surah Al-Qadr after ablution. It is stated in a hadith, if a person recites Surah Al-Qadr once after ablution, he will be included amongst the Siddiqeen. And if he recites it twice, he will be included amongst the martyrs. And if he recites it three times, Allah Almighty will place him with his prophets, alayhimus salatu was salam, on the day of judgment. Number 30. More wealth, more accountability. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umayr rahmatullahi alayhi stated, the more wealth one has, the more accountability he will have to face. Number 31. Benefiting the people. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, a believer is adored, and there is no goodness in the person who neither adores anyone nor is he adored. And the best person amongst people is the one who benefits people. Number 32. If you want a good life, then give the call to righteousness. The first caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, announced, O people, command others to do good and prevent them from evil. You will lead a good life. Number 33. Differentiate between good and evil. The fourth caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, stated, the heart that does not consider good as good and evil as evil will be turned upside down, just as a bag is turned upside down, and then the things inside the bag scatter. Number 34. Crying in the court of Allah Almighty. The fourth caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, said, when anyone of you weeps out of fear of Allah Almighty, he should not wipe tears with a piece of cloth, but rather let them run down his cheeks, as he will be presented in the divine court in the same state. Number 35. Better than giving 1,000 gold coins in charity. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Amr bin Al-As radiallahu anhuma said, to me, shedding a tear out of fear of Allah Almighty is better than giving 1,000 dinars in charity. Number 36. Blessings of the tears that flow out of fear of Allah Almighty. When Sayyiduna Muhammad bin Munqadir rahmatullahi alayhi wept, he rahmatullahi alayhi would spread the tears over his face and beard. He rahmatullahi alayhi would then say, I have learnt that fire will not touch the body part where tears shed in fear of Allah Almighty have come into contact. Number 37. Do not be suspicious. Sayyiduna Makhul al-Dimashqi rahmatullahi alayhi once said, when you see someone weep, you should also weep with him. Do not form the negative opinion that he is weeping ostentatiously. Once I formed a negative opinion about a crying Muslim, and I could not cry for 1 year as a punishment. Number 38. Punishment for stealing and drinking alcohol. Sayyiduna Masruq rahmatullahi alayhi relates, whosoever dies engaging in stealing, drinking alcohol or fornication without repentance, he is inflicted with 2 snakes that continue to chew his flesh and eat it. Number 39. Punishment for stealing and drinking alcohol. Sayyiduna Abdul Rahman bin Maqil radiallahu anhu stated, we have heard that Al-Masjidu Hisnun Hasinun min ash-shaytani. The masjid is a strong fort for protection against Satan. Number 40. Throes of death. Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi has narrated, death is the most horrifying thing from amongst the terrors of the world and the hereafter. It is more severe than being slit with saws, cut with scissors, and boiled in cauldrons. If the dead person came back to life and informed people about the severities of death, their comfort and sleep would all come to an end. Number 41. Protection from spleen disease. Imam Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi stated, the person who always wears the right shoe first and takes off the left shoe first will remain protected against disease of the spleen. Number 42. Punishment for looking at that which is forbidden. The proof of Islam, Imam Muhammad al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi warned, whosoever fills his eyes with forbidden sights, his eyes will be filled with fire on the day of judgment. Number 43. Harms of taking delight in worldly pleasures. Imam Muhammad al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi states, though the person enjoying the favors granted by Allah Almighty is not a sinner, he will be questioned. And the one who will be questioned in accountability will be ruined. Though the one enjoying permissible things in the world will not be punished on the day of judgment, his blessings in the hereafter will be reduced equal to the permissible things that he had enjoyed in the world. Ponder, people hurry to enjoy the temporary bounties of the world, causing the eternal favors of the hereafter to be reduced. How great a loss it is. Number 44. All Muslims should call towards righteousness. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi writes, all Muslims are preachers. It is farz for all of them to command people to righteous deeds and prevent them from evil acts. Number 45. Only fear Allah Almighty. It is stated in the book Hilyatul Awliya, when a person is buried in the grave, all the things which he feared in the world come to frighten him, and he did not fear Allah Almighty. Number 46. Consequences for disobeying parents. It is narrated, when the one who is disobedient to his parents is buried, the grave squeezes him so hard that his ribs break and intermingle with each other. Number 47. Bounty of Allah Almighty. Imam Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi states, the one who considers just foods, drinks and clothing the favors of Allah Almighty, he certainly has little knowledge. Number 48. The Holy Quran could be heard in every street of Basra. Imam Muhammad al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi said, there was a time when voices reciting remembrance of Allah Almighty and Quranic recitation would be heard in every street of Basra, inspiring people to these deeds. Number 49. Whatever is destined will come to pass. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam stated, if anyone amongst you performs a deed in a strong rock that has neither a door nor skylight, his deed will still become known, and what is predestined will certainly take place. Number 50. Imitation of the righteous is also good. To imitate the righteous with good intentions is a means of great blessings, just as the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam informed us, al-barakatu ma'a akabirikum, blessings are with your elders. Number 51. Throw away this book of deeds. Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi alayhi writes, it has been narrated that when the angels reach the skies with people's books of deeds and present them in the divine court, Allah Almighty says, أَلْقِ تِلْقَ الصَّحِيفَةَ, throw that book of deeds away, throw that book of deeds away. The angels say, O Allah Almighty, we have recorded these good deeds of your slave, having seen and listened to them. Allah Almighty says, لَمْ يُرِدْ وَجْهِ, he did not do them for my sake. Number 52. Command to be taken to hell. It is stated that a person will be made to stand in the court of Allah Almighty on the day of judgment. Allah Almighty will give the command that he be taken to hell. The person will ask, O Allah Almighty, why am I being sent to hell? Allah Almighty will reply, "You are being sent to hell due to offering prayers after the elapsing of their time and taking false oaths in my name." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.